Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, to start off this week, please tell me you have some good news about prices.
Well, the last couple of days have been good news relative to prices. At the end of the week, wheat prices were up, like Thursday, 12, 13 cents. I think we've hit the bottom and recovered from the bottom of the wheat prices for this marketing year. Now, there's a lot of news out there yet to come in. The wheat's in dormancy, so a lot could happen. But I think we may have bottomed out at least for a little while.
Okay, and then I know you're keeping an eye on some of the news from other countries as well.
Yeah, and that's one reason we've driven prices down about $1.25 over the last few months. India's—they'll start harvesting a record crop in March. India also, the government said that they are going to export, and they are right now exporting wheat out of their stocks. You've got Australia had a larger crop than expected. You got Argentina that's getting their things straightened out and is starting to export wheat. The hard red winter wheat stocks are tight, and so we've lost export to these other countries.
And then in terms of corn, how is that playing in?
Well, this time last year, corn was adding 75 to 85 cents a bushel all the way through harvest to the wheat price with the massive corn stocks, the record corn crop we just harvested. We don't have that 75 or 85 cents on the wheat prices, and we're not going to gain it back as we get into the wheat harvest in 2014.
In terms of crop condition, how is the wheat looking in Oklahoma and across the Great Plains?
Well, the plant soil scientist and the people I talk to out there say it looks really good. And I think that's good news for producers. The price is lower, but you can make up for a lot of low prices when you have wheat to sell. And it doesn't matter what prices are. If you don't have wheat to sell, you're not going to make money. So I think the production side is looking real good for the Oklahoma producer, or at least most of them.
And for the next couple of months, what kind of trends do you expect in the market? And then what kind of advice do you have for Oklahoma producers?
Well, there's not a lot of news left to come into the market. We've got a little rally going on right now. Prices will just water around until we get wheat out of dormancy in late February, early March. And that India, that supposedly record harvest, comes in there and we start getting information from the Chinese harvest, the Indian harvest. So I think it's a couple months that we get some real, true price-moving information.
Okay, and of course, you'll keep an eye on it for us.
Always.
Okay, Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Thanks a lot.